Hi everyone, my name is Olive and I am the Communications and Advocacy Officer with Youth Network for Community and Sustainable Development, YNCSD. Over the past year, YNCSD has been co-implementing a project called Mobilizing Activists Around Medical Abortion, Visibility, Security, and Continued Innovation, in partnership with Generation Initiative for Women and Youth Network, GWIN. Part of the project activities was to deliver a training for 35 rural women in Tacha community on medical abortion. With me here on this podcast is my colleague Daniel, who was one of the staff members who went out to implement this activity in this community. Today, Daniel will be talking to us about medical abortion and the training he carried out for these rural women. Daniel, I'll give you a second to introduce yourself before we go into the questions and answers for today.
All right. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Daniel Adams. I'm the Monitoring, Evaluation and Learning Officer for Youth Network for Community and Sustainable Development.
All right, Daniel, thank you. So my first question is going to be that since the training focused on medical abortion, can you give us an insight on the project generally, or the activity that you carried out in this community?
All right, so we realize, I don't know how many people out there know that abortion can be done with medicines, like with pills. You don't necessarily have to go to hospitals to procure an abortion. So, and we understand that so many women and young girls out there do not have knowledge of this. So the main idea for this activity that we carried out was to go to local communities or rural communities, as the case may be, in northern Nigeria, which is the region we're covering, YNCSD is covering, and make sure that enough adolescent girls and young women learn about abortion using medicines. So that's what we try to do. We have materials, IC materials that were developed as a result of the project to educate these people on how on medicines they use for abortion and how to use these medicines as well. So we went to the communities and we found out that so the people we're talking to are not people we can speak to with in proper English, and so it was something that made us come down to the barest level, speak Pidgin and even using Hausa language for them, because it's like a northern community. So we're using Hausa to also explain to them. It's quite interesting because the community of choice, Tacha community, as they like to call themselves in Kabusa, somewhere in Kabusa, Apo area of FCT Abuja, the women and girls, they actually felt a strong need for what we came to do, because they said unwanted or unintended pregnancies have been something that has been their problem in the community, and they said to us, and me and the project team, I mean, that women and girls in the community suffer severe consequences anytime they go to use contraceptives or they go for abortion, which definitely tells you that the abortion process they are trying to use are unsafe. So we were happy that we're able to bring sort of like a relief to them, to say, oh, here are pills you can use to you know, conduct an abortion or carry out an abortion like by yourself without needing to go to the hospital to pay huge amounts of money.
Sorry, Daniel, if I may come in there, so did you distribute the pills to these women?
Okay, so we did not actually distribute pills. We only told them the right pills they can buy.
So information sharing.
Exactly, information sharing was basically what we did. We didn't go to do service delivery.
Yes.
We didn't carry out any service. And they were happy. They were really receptive. And we did demonstrations. We didn't use the actual pills to do the demonstrations. We used you know, chocolate bars or something to demonstrate how to properly use it. Projects, part of the project team members, Ola, did a perfect demonstration of how to use it. And we also gave them numbers to call, hotline numbers to call in case they are confused. And we also left IC materials with them to reach out to us if they are confused on what to do at any point. So yeah, the community, I think the men and the women all are like, we were expecting to have just 35 participants, but at the end of the day, it looks like we spoke to the whole community and yeah, distributed everything we had. It was really an interesting activity.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And I think it's really important that we get to share information and, you know, provide proper education, especially for women and girls in hard to reach areas, as we would like to call them.
Yes.
So my next question is, I mean, we've spoken a lot about mifepristone and misoprostol, and we understand that those are pills that are used for medical abortion. So can you give us just a brief insight into medical abortion? And I'm talking maybe like administration, aftercare, especially. So people just have that little knowledge on what to do with medical abortion.
Okay, so I'm going to mention, just like you've said, when they say medical abortion, it is having an abortion using medicines, tablets, pills. That's what that means for people who do not understand. And for now, we are talking about two pills which we are sure of, certified, that we can use for abortions safely without necessarily having to be in the presence of a doctor or in the hospital. And these two tablets are misoprostol and mifepristone. So now I'm just going to do a summary, like you said, on how to use them. So misoprostol is not just basically for abortion alone. You can use misoprostol for abortion, you can use misoprostol for post-abortion care, and you can also use misoprostol for treatment of gastric ulcers, I think, yeah. So, but when you want to use misoprostol for abortion, make sure, we'd like to tell women that the safest period to use misoprostol is between the first 9 to 10 weeks of pregnancy. Yes, so make sure your pregnancy hasn't exceeded, then if not, you will have to do it with the use of with the help of a doctor. You understand? You'd have to have a doctor look at what you're doing. So now, misoprostol alone can be used to have an abortion. Yes, it like statistics from World Health Organization and all of that will tell you that 8 out of 10 women carry out successful abortions with just misoprostol alone. However, people can also use misoprostol and mifepristone together to have a complete safe abortion. So let me now say, the job of the misoprostol is to make the uterus, the womb, have contractions and to open up the cervix to expel the fetus from the womb. That's an abortion. It makes it look like a normal miscarriage process. However, mifepristone, so that means misoprostol alone can come and make you have an abortion like a normal miscarriage. But some people might make a mistake to use mifepristone alone. Mifepristone alone cannot make you have an abortion. It only inhibits the hormones that makes the uterus hold babies or hold a fetus or an embryo in it. So it is after it has done that the misoprostol then comes to now cause contraction and expulsion of the fetus. So people who have complications do not know how to use it right, because they maybe probably use misoprostol alone or use administer it to themselves in the wrong ways, like insertion and all of that.
Okay, Daniel, so let me jump in there. How does a person know that their abortion was successful?
Well, if a woman, if you finish the abortion, of course there's going to be light bleeding and all of that, but you know, you just make sure that you test again to find out that you're not pregnant 3 to 4 weeks after your abortion. Make sure you go to the hospital, do an ultrasound or just a regular pregnancy test to be sure that you are not pregnant anymore.
Yes, and also to check for complications that may have come up.
Exactly.
Yes, thank you, Daniel. Are there any side effects?
Oh yeah, there are side effects, possible side effects, like say bleeding, vomiting, diarrhea, fever with chills. We're not saying these things must happen, but if they happen, they shouldn't be strange to you as well. Again, so you can ask for pains or all those fevers, you can take the regular paracetamol or ibuprofen. And take regular paracetamol or ibuprofen tablets to relieve that. But if it's beyond like excessive bleeding and all of that, you then have to call a doctor immediately for special attention.
Yes. I mean, when you talk about calling a doctor, I was going to talk about telemedicine and all of that, but we're not going to go into that.
Oh, yes.
So now that we're talking about medical abortion, is there anywhere we can find more materials about medical abortion?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
So this is not wholesome. I have not been able to share everything step by step, but thankfully, we have materials on YNCSD website that have been developed by GYN and other sexual and reproductive health partners. We have flyers that will give you this breakdown step by step that when you follow, you would have a very, very safe abortion without complications. So we have them up on our website. You can check on yncsd.org. You can check on our social media handles, Twitter at yncsd, Instagram at yncsd, and on Facebook as well. We have them there. And the interesting thing is, since we work in Nigeria, in local communities, we have these materials also translated in local languages. We have them in Hausa, we have them in Igbo for people who cannot understand proper English, so they can be able to use this as well. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Daniel. I think it was lovely speaking with you today, and I think it's excellent the work that YNCSD and GYN in partnership have been doing to reach out to women in rural communities and even to communicate in other languages and even to continue with social media advocacy, which I think is always very important. I mean, I am a communications officer. Thank you, Daniel, for joining me on this podcast today. Looking forward to having you very soon. Thank you and have a nice day, everyone. So for more information, as Daniel earlier mentioned, you can check us out on our website, yncsd.org, or just head over to the resources page at yncsd.org/resources. You can also check out our social media handles, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram at yncsd. Have a lovely day. Bye.